Time for the Astrology Hour on K-Fox. And a good afternoon to all of you in Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s. Today I'm going to talk about squares in the natal chart, and if you want me to look at your specific natal squares, if you want me to pick out one or more, then you would call up our lines and stand by. I'll be going to the phones in about 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. But the square aspect is very, very important, and because I've been made very much aware of the squares in my chart, most officially the Moon square Saturn I have, I feel it's necessary to go over the squares every once in a while, so today's the day that I've chosen to do that. But, you see, when you get into astrology, it's very important that you know what planets in your chart are square each other. Now, if you have an astroscope or a sextoscope, and you turn to the third page, you'll have a planetary aspect list that'll list all your aspects, but in there, somewhere, you'll find your squares involved, included in that, which you can take a red magic marker and highlight those squares. Basically, what we love to do here, and this is really a metaphysical topic today, so hang in there with me, is we love to zero in on where we're negative with ourselves in past lives. The specific incidents, the specific situations that occurred that put us in a situation where when we died, we either didn't like ourselves, didn't love ourselves, had too much stress because we worried about ourselves, and we carried this with us to other lifetimes. But anyway, you can zero in on where your squares are by looking at the third page of that astroscope. And also, you can actually find paragraphs in the body of your report there to find out what these squares mean. Now, squares are one of my favorite aspects, and they're not bad. But in order to zero in on astrology, it's very important that you understand what squares are. And frankly, it's a right angle. Whenever you get two planets that are 90 degrees apart or three signs away, you can take any sign like Virgo and go to Libra, to Scorpio, to Sag, and you know that Sag, the third sign away from Virgo, squares Virgo, Virgo squares Sag. It's that simple. On the other side of Virgo, you could start with Gemini and go three signs down, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, and Gemini is the other sign that squares Virgo. So there are two signs in the zodiac that square each one of the 12 signs. Now, what is a square? Traditionally regarded as unfavorable, but like I say, there's no such thing as a bad aspect, which is what we're going to talk about today. And the square represents the struggle of two forces at cross purposes. And I'm going to give you excellent symbology today to understand this. In case you should happen to call me with one of your square aspects to look at, I'm going to be real symbolic today. So we're going to learn a tremendous amount of information. So those of you that tuned in today to get this topic are very lucky. And if you're recording it, you're really going to make a score here. So the square represents the struggle of two forces at cross purposes. The square brings stress and denotes obstacles to inspire growth through concentrated effort. Now, classic examples. I have a planet in Cancer, Venus, and a planet in Libra, Neptune, that are square each other. I have a planet in Leo, Sun, Pluto, Mercury, and Saturn, four planets actually in Leo, and a planet in Scorpio, the Moon. That planet in Scorpio is square, all those planets in Leo. Now, those are all the squares I have, five of them. Interesting thing about squares, because I'm a Leo, I know that there are two signs square Leo. On one end, there's Scorpio, where my moon is, and on the other end, there's Taurus, where my north node is. And what we're talking about here, massive symbology here, is if you took a Leo and locked them into a cell with a Scorpio and a Taurus, like I wish they would use astrology in prisons. If they used astrology in prisons, and did not put sun sign folks in the same cells with other sun signs that squared their suns, you would have a lot more happiness and peace and compatibility and bonding going on in the prison than what you have now. Frankly, I know what it's like to be involved with a Taurus or a Scorpio, for example, in a relationship, and it just doesn't work for me. If you find out, for example, that you're maybe an Aries, well, the two signs that square Aries on one side would be Cancer, and on the other side would be Capricorn. Same thing. You put an Aries in a room or a cell with a Cancer or Capricorn, they're just not going to get along. Now, it's almost like you're dealing with three freight trains that are going in the opposite directions. And you're going to end up with crashes as they cross into each other. The thing with Leo, with Taurus, and with Scorpio is you're dealing with three hard heads, three very bullish type individuals that are also going to cross purposes. When we're talking about the fact that you might have in your chart an Aries moon with the planet Mars in Capricorn, so that would create a moon square Mars, we call it. Moon in the sign of Aries, Mars in the sign of Capricorn, three signs away, moon square Mars. Your body is like a cell. It's like a room. And when you have a square in your chart like a moon square Mars, that's like me taking an Aries and a Capricorn and throwing them into a closet and locking the door. Because the whole life you live in this life cycle, you are locked up with that energy of the Aries and the Capricorn energy, which does not fit. Now, there are three families that we talk about when we talk about squares. The cardinal family of zodiac signs, the fixed family of zodiac signs, and the mutable family of zodiac signs. And you find square aspects within each one of those families, within the family. Like the four cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, will form a box. If you connect all four signs, they will form an equal-sided square, which is otherwise would be a rectangle, right, or something else. And that would mean that within those four signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, you have energies involved that don't mix. It's a water-oil aspect. In other words, as we go around the corners of this box, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, we find that if you want to find the two signs that square any one sign in that box, you'll go to the corner you're looking at, like Capricorn, and then you'll go one sign to the next corner and one side to the other, and then you'll find the two signs that square Capricorn, which basically are Aries and Libra. The two signs that square Libra would be Cancer and Capricorn. The two signs that square Cancer would be Aries and Libra, and the two signs that square Aries would be Cancer and Capricorn again. So Libra is squared by Cancer and Capricorn, and so is Aries, squared by Cancer and Capricorn. And Cancer is squared by Libra and Aries, and so is Capricorn, squared by Libra and Aries. It's very difficult to convey to the neophyte why these signs don't get along. But what I've understood here is that all these signs are what we call the cardinal family, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. They are like the freight train to hell signs. They are signs that are in a hurry oftentimes, very busy. They're usually obsessed or focused on one thing or the other. The Aries, usually the self, the Cancer emotions and business, the Libra relationships, and the Capricorn career. And usually, if you get these elements in your natal chart at birth, like in rare incidents, you'll find someone that has all four of these signs covered, like a moon in Aries, a sun in Capricorn, rising in Cancer, and Mars in Libra, and you'll be connecting all four of those signs, what we call a grand square. Now that's like having all four of these cardinal elements locked in a closet together where they can't get out for the whole lifetime, and obviously there's going to be a lot of stress there. Now you see, the mission of the soul in order to become peaceful and spiritual is to absolve squares, is to zero in on the stress inside of our bodies, inside of our souls, inside of ourselves that are not compatible and try to make a peace with ourselves. Like, let's say you do have that moon in Cancer and that rising in Capricorn and Mars in Libra, and then you have sun in Aries. Then basically what we're talking about here is we're talking about an individual that could have so much frustration, so much anger, so much pain, so much obsession, so much addiction here that they tear themselves apart. They burn themselves out. They make themselves sick, and it's like a vortex to hell here. So what do you tell a person that has these squares in their chart? Well, first of all, when you identify squares in your natal chart, you may even have one, you might have five, you might have 10, you could have God knows how many. When you identify the squares, what you're identifying is you're identifying elements in the birth horoscope and in your body, in your soul, that affect your life that are alien to each other. Now, in comparison, the way that Iraq is acting towards the United States or towards Kuwait is typical as to what a square means. Like the strife and the tribulation and the stress that the planet Earth is going through in trying to resolve this issue where the immovable force meets the irresistible object, so to speak, is the same exact type of struggle that we ourselves go through when we have squares in our natal chart. You know what the symptoms of stress from squares are? And the reason why I say squares are good, and the reason why I love them, check this out, is because when you zero in on what these things mean, and you start to understand how they affect your life, and what kind of turmoil they are causing, can you imagine what it's like to finally zero in and diagnose what the problem is? You know, I was like saved by God when I got my chart done, and the astrologer sat down and explained to me what my Venus square Neptune and my moon square Pluto, moon square Saturn, moon square Sun, moon square Mercury meant. It took me a week to get my mouth off the floor. My jaw was like, I was like, no way. It's like she zeroed in on the conflict I had in my life in every area by zeroing in on my stress. I was finally able to get on the road to peace, to make a peace and to create balance in my life. You know, so many things we do, in case you have the cardinal stress, that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. If you have fixed stress, that's the bullhead, you know, where the cardinal stress is the freight train to hell. The fixed stress, the Leo, the Aquarius, the Taurus, and the Scorpio, which is what we talked about earlier when we had the biblical show this week on the calf, the man, the eagle, and the lion. The fixed stress is what we call the brick wall or the bullhead. So stubborn, it's unbelievable. And then finally, the mutable stress are the four remaining signs of Gemini, Pisces, Sag, and Virgo. Well, that's the confusion block. That's what we call non-commitment or uncommitted or riding the fence, people. So we have the freight train to hell in the cardinals, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. In the fixed family, we have the brick wall, which is Leo, Scorpio, Taurus, and Aquarius. And in the mutables, we have Gemini, Pisces, Sag, and Virgo, which is confusion, non-commitment. Don't know what's going on, vagueness. So whether you have cardinal squares, fixed squares, or mutable squares, now you are able to zero in and identify the turmoil that is inside of you that prevents you from saying goodbye to someone, that prevents you from letting go, that prevents you from making a commitment. Mutable stress, which I don't have any, which I'm glad. When you have like a sun square moon, sun in Virgo, square moon in Gemini, or you have a Venus square Mars, Venus in Virgo square Mars in Sagittarius. There's a Virgo Sag inside of you that can't make up its mind when it comes to Venus-Mars situations. What's Venus-Mars? Love, sex, and relationships. Bring me a woman that has Venus and Virgo and Mars and Sagittarius and show me that she's making a commitment. I want to see it. It happens. When you have so much growth, when you're able to zero in on your problem that you're afraid to make choices and zero in on commitment, then that's because you've zeroed in on a part of your structure that needs to be identified and eventually embraced and a peace be made with. Let's say you have that Venus in Scorpio and Mars in Leo. Venus square Mars in Leo, love and sex again involved, but in Scorpio and Leo, instead of being the mutable stress, the confusion, the non-commitment, Venus square Mars in Leo Scorpio is a dominant, aggressive, stubborn, brick wall type individual. So they're going to either run away from you in relationships, or they're going to try to possess you and enslave you. Isn't this beautiful? This is a magnificent topic. I love this stuff. Anyway, the cardinal, let's say you have Venus in Aries and Mars in Capricorn. Well, this person is going to have a massive struggle, Venus and Mars being love, sex, and relationships and money, Venus and Aries, Mars and Capricorn. There's a struggle going on between career and between the self and between the person. Priorities are being shifted as to what's important, the person, the career, or me, the person. And issues keep coming up, the freight train to hell here aspect in the cardinal family, where it can drive you crazy. Like I have moon in Scorpio, square Pluto in Leo, moon in Scorpio, square Sun in Leo, moon in Scorpio, square Saturn in Leo, and moon in Scorpio, square Mercury in Leo. Well, I don't have to tell you how obnoxious and arrogant and stubborn and close-minded and fickle and jealous and frustrated I can be when it comes to career and myself, my identity. The moon being in my first house and those Leo planets being in the 10th house and the 11th house of career, goals, and friends. And there's a Leo-Scorpio stress there, which means I'm very stubborn and bullheaded when it comes to opinions, judgments, or suggestions or criticisms on myself or my position in career. And that's why career has been a vital area of growth for me, where finally I've been able to create a career situation, for example, where I'm given freedom or I'm not being put in a position of being judged or supervised or rearranged, so to speak. You see? And, you know, the sun's involved, that's my dad. I used to work with my dad. The moon's involved, that's my mom. I used to work with my mom. And obviously they had a tremendous effect on me and my self-image when I was growing up. And you can find out the whole story of a person's lives by analyzing their squares, their cardinal, their fixed, and their mutable squares. Now, I'm going to be going to the phone soon. And if there's a particular square on your chart you don't understand, or you don't have your chart and you'd like me to look up a square, because everybody's got squares, only one out of a maybe 500 charts is void of squares, so almost everybody you know have squares, I will be happy to help you figure out some of this alien energy inside your body, and we will do an astrological adventure today. And let's see if we can't figure ourselves out. I love astrology because it's a science that has been passed on through thousands of years that helps us understand ourselves and helps us zero in on some of these alien elements inside of our souls, inside of our bodies, that we're constantly fighting with. Can you imagine if you are, for example, a Pisces, and as a Pisces, you've noticed that you've had particular problems with, for example, Sag and Gemini people. Then you get your horoscope done. You know your sun's in Pisces because you're a Pisces. You find out you have moon in Sag and you have Gemini rising. I have a friend, Roger, who is a Pisces. We got his horoscope done. We realized his sun's in Pisces. His Uranus is in Gemini squared on one end. And his moon's in Sag. That's called a T-square. When you have two planets squaring one planet on either side, and those two planets are opposition each other, we get a little bit more hardcore now. We go beyond the square to the T-square. Like I say, if you cover all four corners of the mutable family, Pisces, Virgo, Sag, and Gemini, that's a grand square and a grand cross, which just so happens to be the symbol of Atlantis. That was like their major symbol. Like ours is the eagle. Well, Atlantis was the grand square and the grand cross, which my mother has in her chart, which my friend Roger has in her chart. And obviously, these are quite incredible people if they do survive their childhoods, which most of them do. They become quite hardy, quite tough, quite intense, and quite interesting individuals. But see, you must embrace your squares and understand the alien elements inside your body and finally make a peace with them to allow you to let go, to allow you to say goodbye, to allow you to make commitment if you are a confused person, to make choices if you have that mutable stress, to allow you to be more compatible, more compromising, more compassionate if you have that fixed square stress, allow you to slow down the freight train to hell and to not be so tough on yourself and others or so intense about relationships and careers if you have that cardinal stress. Do you know almost every person that calls me up and asks a question on relationship and career, you got it. Almost zero in, 90% of the time, they have Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. They've got the cardinal stress. They have that intensity, that obsession with relationship and career almost every single time. Isn't that amazing? So whenever they call, I always look up and go, yeah, there it is. There's the Capricorn Libra, or there's the Cancer Libra, or there's the Aries Cancer. It's always there. It's always there. It's unbelievable how it's there. So zero in on your natal squares, learn about them, write them down, list them, study them, analyze them, and figure out what they mean so you can get along that much better with yourself. You want to know why you don't like yourself. You want to know why you have low self-esteem or low self-image. You want to know why you're self-destructive or beat yourself up or have a drug or an alcohol problem. You're not in touch with what the meaning of your squares are. I have a friend of mine, very loving close friend, who's a bartender who drinks. And this guy is a triple Capricorn. He's probably listening. He's got Libra, Mars, and Uranus in Cancer. We're talking major cardinal stress. Been beating himself up for years. God bless him. I love him. I know he loves himself there down deep. But still, the cardinal stress is a situation where if there's problems with relationships and careers as he has experienced, they're real hard to get over it because you feel stupid when you make mistakes. When you make mistakes, you feel like an idiot. And, you know, it's a classic example, Mike, if you're listening, I love you, of an individual that can stop beating himself up once he makes a peace with that part of himself that made the mistake and said, okay, so I made a mistake, I'll try to do better next time, but in the meantime, I'll stop punishing myself, torturing myself. This is an amazing topic and an issue for those people that want to really learn astrology. So I'm glad you tuned in.